Shock poll, 75% of Democrats say Joe Biden's migration flood was an accident. By Neil Monroe on February 25, 2025. A staggering 75% of Democrats do not believe President Joe Biden's deputies deliberately kept the border open for migrants, according to a February poll by Harvard Harris. The February 19 to 20 poll of 2,443 registered voters comes just weeks after President Donald Trump deliberately shut down Biden's destructive, expensive, and deadly migration during his first few hours in the White House. 52% of Americans and 80% of Republicans recognize Biden's Democrats, led by pro-migration border chief Alejandro Mayorkas, deliberately encouraged the inflow of up to 9 million southern migrants. Those inadmissible migrants entered via a bewildering number of illegal and quasi-legal routes, such as parole and the Welcome Corps at Work programs. They were aided by billions of dollars in government funding and frequently welcomed as a boost to the economy. Amid the massive evidence of a deliberate policy, 75% of Democrats said the inflow was not their deliberate policy. So do 51% of people who describe themselves as independents or other. The poll asked, "Do you think Democrats deliberately kept the southern border open to bring millions of immigrants into the country illegally, or was that not their deliberate policy?" Elon Musk tweeted a response, describing the Democrats' open borders policy as treason. "It's not just that borders were left open. There was a massive, concerted campaign to usher in as many illegals as possible on an unprecedented scale in order to achieve permanent one-party rule." Musk's own views on migration are tangled. He opposes illegal migration but favors high levels of white-collar migration via the uncapped H-1B program that has pushed millions of American college graduates out of good jobs and careers. The Democrats' reluctance to recognize the party's deliberate choice policy to open the borders may be a psychological defense to hide the colossal damage caused by their inconsistent views. The migration caused massive damage both to Americans and to the migrants that Democrats claim to protect and promote. Flashback: caravan of migrants fled north through Tapachula, Mexico, towards U.S. border. The Democrats' policy killed many Americans, Georges Lack and Riley, for example, but it also killed thousands of migrants who were trying to get into the United States. Mayorkas' reckless or criminal illegal migrants injured and abused many Americans, but Mayorkas' deputies also handed hundreds of thousands of youth migrants to labor traffickers and sex traffickers. The Democrats' policy damaged the U.S. economy in many communities, and it also wrecked the economy of multiple sending countries, including Cuba and Haiti. The economy diverted vast wealth from the pocketbooks of ordinary Americans and from the high-tech workplace investments needed to grow the U.S. economy. The diverted wealth went to the stock market and then to wealthy investors on Wall Street, whom Democrats prefer to pretend are their political enemies. Their pro-migration policy also caused Americans to re-elect Donald Trump to the White House despite the near-uniform opposition by the media and academics. But some Democrats are admitting the obvious. David Leonhardt, a liberal writer at the New York Times, wrote on February 23, "Supporters of mass migration often claim that it is inevitable, stemming from some combination of demography, globalization and climate change. Yet like most arguments for historical inevitability, this one is more wishful than accurate. Countries can exert substantial control over their borders. Japan has long done so. Denmark has recently done so. Biden tightened policy in his last year in office, and border traffic plummeted. Trump has pushed it even lower. If anything, modern technology, such as employment verification systems, can make enforcement easier than in the past. When immigration advocates say that controlling borders is impossible, they are adopting an anti-government nihilism inconsistent with larger goals of progressivism." The poll also shows strong support for much of Trump's migration policy. 81% support deporting immigrants who are here illegally and have committed crimes, and 76% support losing the border with added security and policies that discourage illegal crossings. A slight minority of 45% favor his policy of denying citizenship to the children of illegal migrants.